Free Talk Live, and it is hour number 3 that we're kicking off here. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you to bring up anything on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They are completely free at freetalklive.com. So, we'll start things out here this hour, of course, with your phone calls, if you make them, at 800-259-9231. We had Jason call in at the end of hour number 2, talking about how he's a little paranoid about all these Catholic immigrants coming across the border, presuming, of course, that they are indeed Catholics. And he didn't really get a chance to get into what he wanted to do about it, but I presume that he wants to crack down.
Well, yeah, we have to crack down for whatever reason, whether it's because they're illegal or because they're Catholic or what.
Right. So he wants to put a stop to the flow of Catholics coming in because he was afraid that the more Catholics come into the country, more Catholics will be elected, and that'll be the problem in America, according to him, is that apparently Catholics are the problem around the world. Of course, we had some jerk call in over the weekend who claimed that Jewish people were the problem in the world. And, of course, we've had plenty of Christians claim that it's indeed Muslims that are the problem in the world.
Well, it's always somebody else's religion, isn't it?
Can't we all just get along? Really? I mean, Rodney King was right when he asked that question. Can't we all just get along? What's the big deal? Are the religions still trying to kill one another off? Because that appears to be what's going on. Now, I don't know if Jewish people are trying to kill off the rest of the world or Catholic people are trying to kill off the rest of the world, but it does certainly seem that Christians are trying to kill, or at least some Christians are trying to kill off at least the Muslim world. They called this show before and made their excuses about how, well, don't you know that the Book of Islam says that you shall be converted or be killed? And that's why we have to go on preemptive strikes and kill every Muslim in the world.
I like to call those Christians Pharisees. Because they're exactly the kind of person that Jesus came to talk against. You know, Jesus came out against the Pharisees, the people that would implement the religion
on others. You mean Jesus didn't get an army of Christians together to go kill people?
Nope.
That wasn't what he did?
Jesus hung out with, tax collectors, poor people, prostitutes, and, he tried to spread his gospel that way.
He didn't slice and dice?
No, he wasn't killing anyone.
Huh. So you mean the Christians have somehow got the wrong message then? How did that happen? How do you go from a religion that's all about, and I used to be a Christian myself, how do you go from a religion that's all about loving other people, allegedly, right? You're supposed to love everybody else if you're a Christian, and treating everyone else as though, as though you want to be treated. How do you go from that to absolutely seething hatred? How does that happen?
I can't, it's a long, sordid history of the Christian church. Constantine used it to, in order to further his power. There's no easy answer to that question.
Well, when we're talking about Christians going out of control, here's an interesting story for you and a pretty sad one. ParallelPack.org reporting the murder of Larry Hooper. On October 18th, 2004, Arthur Shelton, a self-described Christian and Eagle Scout, murdered his friend and roommate, Larry Hooper. Now, why did Larry Hooper get killed? Well, because he didn't believe in God. On December 18th, 2005, after many months of postponements, and I want to know how this happens as well, after many months of postponements, Arthur Shelton, with his defense attorney, Seymour Swartz, appeared at the Frank Murphy Hall of Justice in Detroit, Michigan, before Judge Gregory D. Bill to face charges of murder in the first degree brought by the assistant prosecuting attorney, Christina Gurrius. The trial began with a taped phone call Arthur Shelton placed to Taylor Police in 2004 at 12:44 in the morning. Shelton sounded calm and prideful when he told the dispatcher he had just shot, quote, the devil himself with a revolver and a shotgun because... Again, quote,
a revolver and a shotgun?
Yep. He didn't believe in God. Shelton told the dispatcher that he was still armed and ready to shoot again in case he moves. Oh. I want to make sure he's gone.
Just so you know, the devil does believe in God.
When the dispatcher asked how many times he shot victim Shelton, Shelton replied, hopefully enough. Throughout the 15-minute phone call, Shelton often repeated, quote, I'm a Christian and an Eagle Scout, and I wouldn't lie.
Good Lord.
Don't worry about me, and he repeated, and don't worry about me, I'm fine, but he's the devil.
It just goes to show that the crazies can get anywhere. Eagle Scouts,
Yeah,
I mean, it's the epitome of honor.
The dispatcher struggled to persuade Shelton to lay down his weapon and go outdoors with his arms raised. Shelton resisted as he feared that Hooper might not be dead enough, but eventually complied. Dead enough was an understatement.
Interesting that a guy that doesn't believe in the afterlife, he's concerned that a guy that doesn't believe in the afterlife is going to come back and get him.
He was Satan, not an atheist, apparently. Dead enough was an understatement, but when the police arrived, they were confronted with the grisly scene of Hooper sitting upright on the couch with his head blown away and his brain lying on his hand.
Oh, dear God.
The autopsy report presented by the prosecutor was gruesome to be sure, but for the record, Larry Hooper tested negative for all narcotics and alcohol. Testimony by the arresting officer and the officers transporting Shelton to the police station revealed that while the officers were interested in gathering details about the incident, Shelton was obsessed with talking about God, the Eagle Scouts, and stating that he quote, would not talk to anyone who did not believe in God, but that he would talk to the police because he felt they believed in God.
That's great.
On the second day of the trial, the court played the videotape of the late-night interrogation with Arthur Shelton. He appeared calm, cooperative, and enjoyed the cookies and milk that he was served. Once again, Arthur was obsessed...
a lot better than the other guy got.
...about talking about God and the Eagle Scouts. He stated, quote, that he was... not sorry for a second that he killed Hooper. He stated, in the eyes of the law, I was wrong and will probably spend the rest of my life in prison.
I'd like to say yay.
But in the eyes of God, I have killed an evil person, the devil himself.
Well, it's good that he knows what God's thinking.
And when Arthur took the witness stand in his own defense, as you might guess, he reiterated much of the same ideas. Day three of the trial, we heard summary arguments. The defense had little problem proving that Arthur is obsessed with religion, God, and the Eagle Scouts, and pleaded for a verdict of guilty due to insanity. The prosecution had little problem proving that Arthur was competent, knew the difference between right and wrong, and called for a verdict of guilty of murder in the first degree. As this was a wavered trial, Judge Bill rendered his verdict quickly, guilty of second-degree murder with mental illness. On December 19th of 2005, we returned to Judge Bill's court to witness the sentencing of Mr. Shelton. The prosecution asked for the high-end punishment of 25 to 45 years, while the defense was still pleading for not guilty due to insanity, or at the very most, a soft sentence at the low end of punishment, 15 to 22 years. Judge Bill invited Shelton to make a statement, and after fumbling for words, he stated that he was sorry that Larry was dead, but he did a job that had to be done.
Dear God, he's still sticking with it.
He stated that he actually, quote, saw fire and smoke coming from Larry's eyes and knew he was the devil himself.
I suppose that what his intent was at that point just to be crazy. He was crazy to begin with.
But. Judge Bill proceeded to tenderly read letters written to him from Shelton's family members, pleading for leniency. Shelton sat facing the audience and blew kisses to his tearful and sometimes sobbing family. In the end, the now stern-faced Judge Bill pronounced sentencing 25 to 45 years. Shelton was stunned and tried to negotiate the sentence. I'm 50 years old, and that's as good as a life sentence. Judge Bill responded,
He's 50? He's pushing the Eagle Scout thing, and he's 50? Who cares?
Mr. Shelton, you gave Larry Hooper a life sentence by committing one of the most heinous murders ever to come before my court. I now add a disgusting chain of events that took place in the courtroom, the hallways, the lobby of the court building, the staircase outside of the courthouse, and even the ladies' bathroom. George Schiffer and myself attended day one of the trial. Upon arrival, we were asked who we were, and I gave the court my American Atheist business card. Word that we were atheists traveled fast in this courtroom that offered very limited seating, and the only others in attendance were 11 members of Shelton's family, who immediately began taunting George and me with, "The people from hell, evil, and devils!" At breaks, they waited for us in the hall and continued with more of the same while adding, "God loves you," and blowing kisses towards us and shoving their crosses in our faces, which they wore around their necks.
How bizarre.
Several of the women even followed me into the bathroom and did their best to intimidate me with their crosses. Through all of it, George and I never flinched, but at the conclusion of the day, I reported this taunting to the officer of the court, who admitted that they were aware of the problem and escorted us to the elevator, passed into the disappointment of the waiting group of good Christians. Day 2's description is coming up, 800-259-9231. What an interesting group of people.
If they're such Satanists or whatever, why don't the crosses work on them?
That's a good question. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Have you ever had an encounter with a little bit of a pushy religious person? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for all your voice-over IP needs, Packet8.net. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a listener map there with over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to it to show us where they live. Not exactly where, though you could be that precise with the mapping. Normally it just puts you somewhere in your zip code. And it's pretty cool. So check it out at map.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Christopher Gronski, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We're talking about a disturbing story from Arlene Marie, the Michigan State Director of the American Atheists at MichiganAtheist.org, talking about how they attended a court trial of a man who murdered his friend and his roommate, Larry Hooper. Now, that's a guy that got killed. The gentleman who killed him, I don't know if it's really appropriate to call him a gentleman, but Arthur Shelton essentially killed him because he believed he was the devil himself when he found out that he didn't believe in God. And on the trial, on the stand, he was ranting and raving about how he loves God and he's an Eagle Scout and that Larry Hooper was a
He was
Satan.
An Eagle Scout 30 years prior to that.
Right. This man is 50. That Larry Hooper was Satan himself. He blew his brains out. And so he got 25 to 45 years. The rest of the story is what happened outside of the courtroom, where this man's family was in attendance, about 11 members of the family, and harassing the two atheists from the Michigan Atheists that were attending the trial. As you might imagine, they were friends with the victim, and that's why they were there. And so on day two, when George and I, together with Joe Milan, entered the courtroom, the taunting began immediately. Within an hour, the judge announced that those making gestures and faces had better cease or they would be removed. For the balance of the day, the Christians wore their neck crosses on their backs as we were seated in the back row, while constantly flopping them about with their hand. When we returned from lunch, without the court escort, the Christians were waiting for us on the seventh floor and lunged at us with small signs that they had painted, "Jesus lives, God loves you," and again thrusted their crosses 2 to 3 inches from our noses. Tempers flared, and a brief shouting match began. Brief, because court officers were there in a flash. Day three found atheist Lee Helms in the same taunted position of the previous days, though he was not known to the court or to the Christians. At the conclusion of the day, an officer of the court detained him, stating that they'd been having trouble with those people, that is, the Christians, and escorted him to the elevators. Even with all that behind us, December 19th, the day of sentencing, was still a horrific experience for myself and the other atheists there. When leaving the courtroom, the Christian Shelton family lay in wait for us in the hallway. Their tears dried, they surrounded us, shouting these comments. "The one thing, a good thing of all this is that another atheist is dead, and the world is better off for it. And the only good atheist is a dead atheist."
Well, they're spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really doing a great job of making the rest of the Christian world look good.
Well, I don't think that they represent the rest of the Christian world.
I know they don't represent the rest
of the imagination.
I know they don't represent the rest of the Christian world. Just as the atheists, the few atheists out there that get in your face, don't represent the atheist world either. But I think this is an important story to bring up. One of the things that atheists are concerned with when they come out of the closet of as being atheists. I was a little concerned with what people would think when I was 16 and I decided to come out as an atheist. I wasn't so much concerned as to what my parents would think, and I was right. They told me they supported me in whatever I wanted to do, and that was great. But it was the rest of the Christian world that I was a little bit concerned with. I'd spent 16 years, you know, meeting people, and they didn't know what my belief system was. They thought I was a Christian, and they didn't know that all the while, for the last several years, I'd been asking all kinds of questions to myself, and I just hadn't necessarily come out about my atheism yet, and I was a little concerned with how I'd be treated. And I still am today. I don't ever broach the subject unless it just happens to come up.
Or there's unless it's on air.
And unless it's on air. But there's no need to flash one's atheism, just as I don't think there's a need to flash one's Christianity, or one's Muslimness, or Jewishness, or whatever it is that you follow, your Catholicism. Can't we just keep our religious beliefs, or lack thereof, to ourselves? I guess not, because some religions, it's part of the religion, part and parcel to proselytize,
yeah,
to spread the word. But I don't think that that shoving your crosses in people's faces and insulting them for their belief system is ever going to be an effective way to get them to even consider converting to your religion.
No, it's not. I mean, obviously, that's a poor system, and those people were, you know, just being nutty.
For all I know, it's a. For all I know, they're members of a very select, reclusive church. You know, like that Fred Phelps guy and his anti-gay church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his church is really pretty much his family members. Like, there's not very many people outside of their incestuous little family that goes to that church, from what I understand. But yet they get all this attention because they go to protests and hold up signs.
Well, if he just has his own family members donating money to his church, how do they really? You know, how does he really make a living?
I don't know.
I guess they have jobs.
Maybe they all sort of live together. Maybe they all live together on like a church compound or something.
Very, very strange.
I don't know. I just got the impression from the things I've read about his church that it is a very strange place.
Yeah.
And that the people involved are very strange people that are likely to do things like this. They seem like the types that would be doing what these people in this article were doing. Shoving crosses in people's faces, yelling at them, ridiculing them for their belief system or lack thereof. And it's just completely inappropriate.
I would agree that they do seem like that type.
So, I just want to hear from you. If you've had any experiences similar to this, I don't care where it's coming from. I don't care if it's an experience coming from an atheist, shoving his atheism around, coming from a Christian, shoving their Christianity around, coming from a Catholic or a Muslim or whatever. Who's more likely to engage in this behavior? Obviously, leaving out the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. Those guys you expect. Like, you expect them to come knocking on your door someday.
Knocking on your door. I mean, they're not going to do anything else. They're usually very polite.
Right. Do they ever do anything anywhere else, like just accost people?
No.
That's good.
The Hare Krishnas might be on the airport trying to get you. Would you like to buy a flower?
I've never seen them. Only seen them in movies.
And I've seen them in major airports.
Bigger airports?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they're not as popular as they used to be.
Yeah, they were a very funny part of the movie Airplane, which was just a riot. Great. That's one of those movies that I laugh at every time I watch it. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen the jokes, it's always funny.
Airplane, very funny movie.
And one of
Blazing
them, I think,
Saddles, Spaceballs.
One of them, I think, was when in Airplane they deck one of the Hare Krishnas in the airport. That was fun.
It's not nice to hit people, especially nonviolent people.
It's only in the movies, Mark. I'm not advocating it in real life.
No, you're not.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. If you've got a story of a religious person or a non-religious person just being way too pushy with their religion, that's what I want to hear from. Also, about whatever's on your mind, toll-free, 800-259-9231. On the way, as it turns out, there's a secret that the BBC has stumbled onto. A New Scientist magazine reporting on how it is that you can help keep stress at bay, especially when it comes to public speaking. One of Americans and probably the world's greatest fears, is public speaking. So how can you allay those fears? How can you tame your fear? We will explain on the way. 800-259-9231. It's so simple, you're going to slap yourself for not realizing it. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8, toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the bulletin board system. We've got over 160,000 posts waiting for you there. We've got 1,300-plus people interacting at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's all for free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction, so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do businesses with business that support FTL. SACL CAI.
All righty, let's go to the phones to the fun. Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I used your Amazon link and bought some stuff.
That is fantastic, Gene. We really appreciate that.
Well, I'll be doing it more. I actually felt kind of guilty because a couple of weeks ago I bought something from Amazon. Then after I did it, I thought, oh, darn it, I forgot they had a link for that.
Well, we definitely appreciate anything you send our way, because anybody that goes to Amazon.freetalklive.com and shops there, percentage of their sale goes to benefit Free Talk Live. So, Gene, you were sitting through that story about the Christians, the so-called Christians, shoving their crosses in a few atheists' faces. Have you ever encountered in your Christian travels other Christians who behaved in that way?
Yeah, I've encountered people that aren't Christians who behave that way. But not crosses, of course, but other things.
Did you ever have any choice words for them, for the Christians that you've encountered?
No, I just, I let people be. If they're going to do that kind of stuff, I just avoid them and walk the other way. And I don't get offensive with people, even if they're offensive. If they assault me, that's a different story. But if they're just being offensive, I figure, you know, everybody's got a right to be a jerk if they want to.
Do you think that people like that are sort of indoctrinated to that style of behavior in their church or more in their family?
Oh, it's a little bit of both. I've seen churches like that, and I've seen families like that. It's just people that aren't thinking, that's all. You know, they don't use their heads.
For sure. With that in mind, what was on your mind tonight, Gene?
Well, I came, I called tonight in order to talk about the world's most dangerous religion, because you had this guy talking about how dangerous the Catholics are.
Yeah.
And I know of a more dangerous religion, the world's most dangerous religion there is, and it isn't Muslim.
Worship of government.
That's it. Not only the worship of government, but just a belief in government. Because I've explained many times, government is a fiction. It does not exist. All that exists are men. Men exist, and men do evil deeds. But they do these evil deeds when they're encouraged by other men who tell them that there's this strange, fictitious force called government.
Mm-hmm.
And this strange, fictitious force called government somehow empowers them with authority to go kill people.
But wait, didn't people vote for these men?
They voted for other men, and those men also told them that there's a strange, fictitious thing called government that gives them authority to tell them how to go kill people.
But isn't there some sort of magical process about voting that gives men authority? Didn't we essentially give them permission to rule us when we went and voted?
Well, that's part of their religion. Yes, they teach people this, but in reality, of course, it's fiction. And when you become enlightened, you will see that there is no such thing as government. There is no such thing as authority of government, and all there are men with guns.
I agree completely, and the logical progression is very easy to understand. It's very simple. I like the approach where you ask somebody, well, would you ever take things from me by force? Would you ever come over to my house and point a gun at me and demand that I give you a bunch of money so you could go help your sick grandma? And nobody, I mean, for the most part, unless they are a psychopath, will say yes to that.
Well, I would say yes to that.
You would?
Yes, I would.
Why?
Well, if I was in a very extremely desperate situation and I needed money and I knew you had some, and I got into a little crazy state of mind that says, well, you know, I could sure use that money, then I might go to that guy's house, point a gun in his face, and say, give me money.
But then you're risking your life, Gene.
I am risking my life, and you do desperate things when you're in desperate situations. If you are a man whose child is dying and he has no money, he has no bread on the table, he will do desperate things.
Well, you shut down my explanation, because most people would say no to that. Because they don't think it's appropriate to use force on others. But there's a certain point at which they all of a sudden become in favor of using force on others without even realizing that they become in favor of it. So most people would not agree with using force on their next-door neighbor, and they also wouldn't agree with them getting together with 10 of their friends and all together using force on their next-door neighbor. But for some reason, when a bunch of people go into a voting booth and punch Chads on a piece of paper, then all of a sudden using force on neighbors becomes okay.
See, but I acknowledge that if I use force on somebody in that regard, even though I may think it's for a good reason, and maybe it is for a good reason, I would be wrong. I mean, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't do it. I've done things in my life that are wrong before, and I think all of us have.
That other person would have the absolute authority and right to use force right back on you if you were to do that.
Yes, he could shoot me and kill me. I acknowledge that.
It's probably a lot safer and, you know, just as desperate to go door-to-door knocking and asking people for money to help your sick child. The more evidence that you can prove that you, in fact, have a sick child, the better off you'll be.
You're saying ask for money.
Ask for money.
That's different than taking money.
Oh, I would,
point.
Yes. I'm just saying that this,
and,
you know,
and I've
one
seen
would work
people,
and you wouldn't die.
And I've seen people this desperate. You know, I've seen people in China that actually have absolutely nothing, and they're on the street corner begging, and they get pretty aggressive, and they get in your face,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I can see how in a certain situation they might resort to stealing things, for instance, like something they saw on a shop counter that wasn't tied down real well. So people, like I say, in desperate situations do desperate things, and I don't think any of us are immune from that.
Well, the idea of the concept of authority is really kind of silly. I mean, if you don't have the authority by birth to take money from your next door neighbor, you can't delegate authority you don't have to another person. And it doesn't matter if you do that delegation through the voting booth or through a magical spell. There's just no way that you can do that. And that's to back up your assertion that government is nothing but a fantasy.
It is a fantasy. It exists only in the men of only in the minds of men. And when men wake up to that realization, then they can at least grasp what freedom is. Until they get away from this idea that they have to have some government to enforce freedom, they're never going to have real freedom.
It's true. You can't have it if there is a government around.
You know, freedom
is a contradiction.
Yeah, and I think that Jesus was an anarchist. So.
Very good, Gene. Thanks for the call, as always. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231, that is the Packet 8 toll-free line.
I'm sure the Republicans think Jesus was a Republican, and the Democrats think that Jesus was a Democrat, too. Yeah, poor Jesus has been ascribed lots of political beliefs throughout the years.
That's true. All right, so 800-259-9231 is the toll-free line for you. Now, you're kind of quiet during all that, Mark. I know you don't necessarily agree with Gene. I don't know why you didn't take him to task.
I've had the argument, small government, no government, so many times.
But you always have it with me. You don't ever get to, you didn't get to have it with Gene there. I'm bummed out. You should have jumped in.
I'm just not interested.
I mean, maybe it's because you know that he's going to tear you apart. You know that Gene is a principled individual. Yeah, maybe that's why you were scared.
That's what I was.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me not thinking that the anarchist position is moral, because it is.
What do you have to say to his assertion that I agree with, that government's a fantasy?
Absolutely, it is a fantasy.
Oh.
I mean, it's a concoction in the minds of men. It's an agreement of sorts. You know, if you and I have an agreement that we have a radio show, then we in fact have a radio show. Mm-hmm. But there isn't a radio show here. There's just microphones and wires and two guys talking. So it's the name of a group.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's nothing to be said.
But there's no agreement.
There is an agreement.
Not between me and them.
Who?
Oh, the government.
With government. Right, I understand what you're saying.
It's an agreement between them. They're agreeing to use force on other people.
And you included.
Right, me included and everyone else included.
Yeah.
That's their agreement, but I have nothing to do with it. More on the way. 800-259-9231. Tips on how to make your speeches better. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice.
I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8. .net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 300 of our listeners have done for as little as $3 a month. You know you get everything on our website for free up front, so this is in addition. This is a voluntary option for those of you that really like Free Talk Live and want to help us get on more radio stations around the country and get on more people's internet connections. And it's working. Plus, you get perks. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn what it's all about. That's amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, as we go to one of those perks, the amplifier call-in lines, and Liam in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Liam. What's on your mind?
Not too much. I just wanted to talk about the console wars, because like a couple months ago, it was blowing up the calls or whatever, you know.
It's true. It's sort of dropped off the map at this point, but what's going on with the console wars?
I just wanted to say that, like, you know, the whole argument was whether the Wii was going to be better or PlayStation 3, and now you can't find a Wii anywhere, and you can find PlayStation 3s everywhere.
Really?
I wanted to kind of rub that in Mark's face,
Is that so? I couldn't even tell you. I haven't followed up on it.
So the PlayStation 3s are back in production, and they're all over the marketplace at this point?
No, they're, they've been, a lot of them have been returned and stuff. They haven't even gotten their next shipment. But,
really?
Like, you can find them in classified ads, and you can find them, like, everywhere, pretty much. There's like at the local game store. There's a you know, used one that they've got in. Like,
but wait, what are they charging for them? But Liam, what are they charging?
$4.99. What?
No, what are they charging for in the classifieds?
They're usually about $700.
Okay, well, that's not really a fair statement. You can't make the statement that they're everywhere. They're not everywhere. They're only available in certain places, and they're available at a higher price.
No, but I've gone, you can get them at Walmart for the normal price, is what I'm saying, because people have taken them back. Because they've been like, they went and waited all night and bought one, and then, you know, nobody bought it off of eBay, and then they took them back. You can go to Walmart. They've got tons of them there. They've got some at Target. Over at Game Crazy, I don't know if you have those in New Hampshire.
So you're telling me that that people couldn't sell these things on eBay? We heard reports they were going for $1,000.
Go to eBay right now and see how many you find.
Now, I thought that they had made so many Wii's that they were available and everything.
Well, they were supposed to, but they're kind of slacking. They haven't gotten as many in as they're supposed to. But from everything that I've heard around the circles, like, I'm a big PlayStation guy and a big Wii guy too. Mm-hmm. So I've been following both of them. But all the circles that I've been around, people are talking about how awesome the Wii is.
It's true. I mean, and all the conversation that I've seen, and I'm not even in the circles anymore, but it seems like all the news is about the controller. The Wii controller is really just a major piece of news, and it's probably going to change the way games are controlled for the future.
Yeah. It's like the controller that, and there's this really awesome game that came out for it called Mark's Purple Helmet.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Liam. 800-259-9231. Hey, speaking of that, we're going to address that here in moments, believe it or not. But first, Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hey, I was hoping to be the first guy in 2007 to call Mark a homo.
Well, congratulations.
All right, cool. Later.
Did you have anything else?
That was it.
All right, two Mark-related jokes within a matter of moments.
Why is it always me?
I don't know, but speaking of
Why is the pretty guy got to be the gay guy?
Speaking of purple helmets, the BBC has important news for those of you who are a little bit frightened when it comes to public speaking. Now, when I was in school, I was terrified of getting up and giving reports. And
me too.
I was so terrified, and when I say school, I mean elementary school and middle school. I was so terrified that I would get up and shake the podium. Like, I would get up in front. I would try to brace myself because I knew that I would get up and shake a lot. And
right.
It was very visible and obvious and embarrassing at a young age, obviously. And so I grabbed the podium once, and I heard the podium rocking. You could hear
the noise from the...
Because I was just shaking so much. And obviously it was embarrassing. I was really scared about getting up and giving presentations. Now, since I got into college and took speech class in college where... When you're in college, you get to speak about what you want.
Right.
When you're in high school and earlier, you are assigned a topic, and you have to do a presentation about a topic that you either don't know much about or don't care about.
I think I had a World War II topic on kamikazes, and I believe I had one on the burial practices of the Egyptians and their families.
Right, and I think that that's a huge factor in nervousness in giving a speech. Nonetheless,
right.
There's still some anxiety. There's some excitement. But I think that there are some tricks and tips. Like, for instance, if you feel nervous in front of a speech, don't call it nervousness. Call it excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a difference there. Nervous is a negative
bad
term.
Thing, yeah.
Excitement is like... When I was excited to give speeches in college because I was talking about something I wanted to talk about. I was excited that there were going to be people who were listening to what I had to say. This is sort of the mindset that you should get into when you're giving a speech. There are people sitting in this audience that are going to be, hopefully, rapt with attention in regards to the things that you are going to have coming out of your mouth. And that's pretty complimentary. That's something to get excited about.
Or at the very least, they're going to ignore you and think about other stuff and you know, whatever.
There's going to be somebody out there who will appreciate what
absolutely.
We want to say. You don't want to think about those negative things, Mark.
Well, I don't.
I'm just trying to give people tips. This is one of the biggest fears in the world is public speaking.
It is, but no one's like sitting there being hypercritical of you or anything. They know they have to give a speech too if it's a class.
If it's a class
situation,
and if they've been on stage before, they understand all of the things that that go along with that. But now the BBC has discovered that there's another tip, another trick of the trade that may actually give you more confidence. May allow you to be more calm and give better speeches, give better public presentations. Here it is. Forget learning lines or polishing jokes. Having sex might be the best way to prepare for giving a speech. That's right. New Scientist magazine reports that Stuart Brody, a psychologist at the University of Paisley, found having sex can keep stress at bay. However, only penetrative intercourse did the trick.
Really?
All other forms of sex had no impact on stress levels at all. Professor Brody monitored how various forms of sex affected blood pressure levels in a stressful situation. For a fortnight, 24 women and 22 men kept diaries of how often they engaged in various forms of sex. They then underwent a stress test involving public speaking and performing mental arithmetic out loud. Volunteers who had penetrative intercourse were found to be the least stressed, and their blood pressure returned to normal faster than those who had engaged in other forms of sexual activity such as masturbation. Those who abstained from any form of sexual activity at all had the highest blood pressure response to stress. So you're still better off self-pleasuring than nothing at all, But you're way better off if you can actually have penetrative intercourse, as they point out.
They check with any gay people on this, or
I'm not sure.
All heterosexual people?
Heterosexual intercourse. It does mention it. Dr. Brody found that the effect remained even after taking differences in personality and other health-related factors into account. So even those who are more who are normally less stressed when giving speeches are even more less stressed when they've had sex. He told the BBC News website that it was possible that the calming effect was linked to the stimulation of a wide variety of nerves, which takes place during heterosexual intercourse, but no other forms of sex. In particular, the vagal nerve plays a role in controlling some psychological processes. In addition, the release of the hormone oxytocin during sex might have a calming effect. Professor Brody said it made sense in evolutionary terms for standard heterosexual sexual intercourse to be associated with a wide range of positive effects on behavior. He said, quote, a growing body of research indicates that it's specifically intercourse and not other sexual behaviors, whether alone or with a partner, that's associated with a broad range of psychological and physiological benefits. And greater frequency of intercourse is associated with greater benefits. And we've talked about this before, that when you have sex, and you have sex on a semi-regular basis, you're healthier than other people. It's just good for you.
It's true.
But Dr. Peter Bull, a social and political psychologist at the University of York, said there were other ways to prepare for a speech that were more likely to reduce stress. He says you're better off thinking about what you're going to say and preparing thoroughly rather than having sex the previous night. I would say do both.
I would say, you know, you've got to know your material, absolutely, but... you know, once you know your material, it being not stressed is very helpful.
I wonder if they. I'd like to see them do a study where they have sex right before the speech and then the night before the speech, and see which one's best at reducing stress. That would make me curious.
I would like to see a study where they actually have penetrative intercourse there at the venue that they're intending to.
That's what I'm saying.
With the
right
curtain
before
closed.
The speech, right. Right before the speech, and that's why I'm thinking maybe if we legalized prostitution, what you could do is you could hire a prostitute. Like if you're going somewhere to give a really important speech, you could or have a bunch of speeches. You could have sort of like the speech prostitute.
Can't you just talk
backstage?
Can't you just talk to your wife?
Well, she's not with you. You know, you're really nervous.
I see.
You gotta help yourself somehow. It'd be one way for some people to make money in prostitution. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
So try that. Next time you have to give a speech, have a little sex beforehand. See if it helps. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you...